And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
If you can remember, years before we all got to know Donald Trump as president, he was most famous for his "you're fired" line in The Apprentice. With employee disengagement levels at all-time highs, many companies need to pause from time to time and kind of prune the dead wood from their workforce for unproductive, burnout, or grossly underperforming workers. But a variety of federal and state laws may affect your ability to say goodbye seamlessly and efficiently. And you certainly want to avoid any risks of workplace violence or negative social media or retaliation. Employers need to develop a clear checklist and exit interview process, which should include some of the following steps. First, an analysis: is the employee at will, or do they have some written agreement or expectation? Is there possibly an employment policy in place that might articulate certain rights or have created an expectation that's inconsistent with the general principles of people being at-will employees? Second, is the employee part of a protected class due to age, race, religion, disability? Does their termination raise any concerns for a claim of discrimination? Third, is the cause or basis for the termination well documented? Were they given a performance improvement plan or any other opportunity to improve their performance or fair warning that they weren't performing at the level expected? Another point, will severance or COBRA or outplacement services or other benefits be offered? There are a wide host of other considerations, but overall, companies should be slow to hire and quick to fire are often just the opposite, leading to potential damage to culture, productivity, and profitability. Do yourself and the employee a favor. Do it soon, do it right, and everyone will be better off in the long run.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.